a mouse in the house and he lives in the couch in the attic way upstairs. There's a mouse in my house and I think he's a louse cause he scratches everywhere. Or he comes down at night to give me a fright. I'm really not so prepared for the mouse in the house who lives in the couch in the attic way upstairs. I can't go to bed cause when I do, he hides in my favorite shoe. Then when I get dressed trying to look my best, he pops out with a squeaky boo, boo. Then he scurries away like he thinks it's play. It's really not quite fair to have a mouse in the house who lives in the couch in the attic way upstairs.
There's a mouse in my house.
The paper boy came by today, and he laughed to see me so sad.
We learned about mice in school. Mice aren't really that bad.
Then he ran upstairs and came right down with the mouse in the palm of his hand.
I think I'll call him Charlie.
Then down the street he ran. So it wasn't the mouse that scared me so. It was the things I thought about. The mouse was small, my fears were tall. So I shook and shivered with doubt. So the next time I feel afraid, I just sit and think about the mouse in the house who lives in the couch in the attic way upstairs.
There's a mouse in the house who
lives in the couch in the attic way upstairs.
There's a mouse in my house and upstairs.
He lives upstairs.
There's a mouse in my house, and I'm scared.